This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Reyna Hotel Corporation et al. Versus Lotus Hospitality Management, LLC et al., decided April 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Western District. Reyna Hotel Corporation et al., respondents, v. WD86858, Lotus Hospitality, opinion filed, April 29, 2025, Management, LLC, et al., Appellants, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri. The Honorable Sarah A. Castle, Judge Division 3. Edward R. Ardini, Jr., Presiding Judge, Alakahuja, Judge, and Thomas N. Chapman. Judge, in April 2021, the Mayor of Kansas City, Missouri announced an initiative to relocate the homeless individuals camping on the lawn of City Hall to hotels paid for by Kansas City, the city. The city engaged Hope Faith Ministries, Hope Faith, a nonprofit organization, to implement and manage the program. Two hotels that initially participated in the program are plaintiffs in this action: North Kansas City Hotel Corporation, Econo Lodge, and Reyna Hotel Corporation, Best Western. Collectively, plaintiff hotels. Plaintiff Hotels and Hope Faith agreed that Plaintiff 2 Hotels would accommodate homeless individuals for 90 days at a rate of $100 per night per room. Thereafter, Hope Faith terminated its role in the program, and the city engaged defendants Mihir Patel, Lotus Hospitality Management, LLC, and Lotus Care House, collectively defendants, to manage the program. Plaintiff Hotels were then removed from the program, and the homeless individuals staying at Plaintiff Hotels were moved to other locations. Plaintiff Hotels submitted invoices for the rooms they had provided while participating in the program. The city transferred money to Lotus Hospitality Management, LLC, and Lotus Care House, collectively Lotus, to pay the invoices. Lotus refused to pay Plaintiff Hotels until they signed a release, which Plaintiff Hotels would not do. Plaintiff Hotels initiated this action against defendants, asserting claims of tortious interference with a business expectancy and conversion. A jury found in favor of Plaintiff Hotels and awarded them actual and punitive damages. The Circuit Court of Jackson County, the trial court, entered judgment on the jury's verdicts. Defendants appeal, asserting 9 points of trial court error. In 5 of their points, they claim the trial court erred in denying their motions for directed verdict. We find no merit to these claims. In 4 of their points, they claim the trial court committed instructional error. We find merit to one of these claims, specifically that the trial court erred in refusing to submit to the jury defendants' proffered agency affirmative defense instructions relating to the claim of tortious interference. For this reason, we reverse the trial court's judgment in favor of Plaintiff Hotels on their tortious interference claim, and 3 remand for a new trial on that claim. In all other respects, the trial court's judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural background. 1. In spring of 2021, homeless individuals started an encampment on the lawn of City Hall. On April 8, 2021, the mayor announced the city would pay for 500 hotel rooms for homeless individuals for 90 days and would relocate the individuals on the lawn to the hotels. The city was not prepared to implement this initiative. After the mayor made the announcement, the city reached out to Hope Faith and asked it to relocate individuals from the City Hall lawn that day, find hotels to participate in the program, and negotiate with the hotels to house the individuals for 90 days. Hope Faith agreed to do so. Hope Faith loaded individuals onto buses and started calling nearby hotels. The program's director at Hope Faith, program's director, contacted Econo Lodge and spoke to Harold Bakta. Bakta owns Plaintiff Hotels and was initially a plaintiff in this action. Bakta agreed to provide rooms at Plaintiff Hotels, and homeless individuals were immediately transported there. Bakta initially made 25 of the 89 rooms at Econo Lodge available, as there were other guests staying at the hotel. However, he made arrangements within days to have all 89 rooms at Econo Lodge available for the program. Occupants trickled in, and after 4 or 5 days, Econo Lodge was full. On April 13th, Bakta and Program's director agreed that Econo Lodge would provide 89 rooms, and Best Western would provide 10 rooms for 90 days at the rate of $100 per night. One, we state these facts in the light most favorable to the jury's verdicts. See Wynn v. BNSF Rye Co. 588 SW3D 907, 909 N2, Jimo App WD 2019. Four, the $100 rate was to bake in the damages that the homeless individuals were causing to plaintiff hotels and due to amenities and services plaintiff hotels were providing, such as breakfast and allowing guests to use the laundry facilities. Bakta set up a direct B